Sudan's parliament yesterday passed a long-disputed law governing a referendum on independence for the south of the country. The vote in January 2011 will almost certainly lead to southern Sudan voting to separate from the north, which fought a decades-long civil war that cost the lives of 2 million people and ended in 2005. Charles Collins has this report.
A key part of the 2005 peace deal ending Sudan's long-running civil war was a promise of a referendum to decide the South's future in the country. Most Southerners who are Christian or follow traditional religions want independence from the mostly Muslim North. The passage of the law was delayed as the two sides hammered out details, including who could vote. It was finally decided Southerners living in the North can vote in the referendum without returning home, despite concerns in the South that this could lead to ballot box stuffing by the national government. The government of South Sudan's head of mission to Kenya, John Ndruga Duku, told Kenyan television that they are unhappy with this aspect of the law, but will work politically to solve any problems.
Our people are very angry, but the leadership of the government of South Sudan calmed the people down, that we have chose to resolve the conflict in Sudan through dialogue. People should not take law into their hand. They should allow the leadership of the government of South Sudan and indeed the all political party to dialogue and find solution to this through peaceful means. We are not interested in confrontation.
Some 60% of South Sudanese voters need to turn out for the referendum to be valid, and a simple majority of 51% must vote for either unity or independence. Many details remain to be determined, including the border of the proposed new state. Both sides say whatever happens, they do not want to return to the bitter conflict which ruined the nation's economy and left nearly 2 million people dead. I'm Charles Collins.